Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Barbell and Barista Podcast.
You sound so angry.
I'm River.
I'm Lake.
And I'm Dakota.
And on today's episode, we're talking shop.
Yeah,
shop talk.
Woo-wee. I tell you what. And boy howdy.
Okay, for some context, we're a day late.
Sorry.
It's not Lake's fault.
We're recording at 9 p.m.
So, yeah, we're all a little bit tired.
I just finished babysitting.
Dakota.
It's been a long day.
Been up since 5-ish.
I woke up at 5.
I slept in. It was nice.
Nobody cares, Lake.
All right. So, today we're going to be sharing some of our favorite stories from the coffee shop we work at. I would say we changed the names to
no.
Everyone's named Kyle Steve except
said,
for us.
Kyle said we could talk about him.
All right, let's start with Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Love you, Kyle.
Kyle.
Miss you.
Shout out to Kyle. Oh, Kyle.
All right,
Shout out to Kyle listening in Georgia.
He's on that midnight train.
So, it's safe to say Kyle's one of our favorite people.
Yeah, he's all right.
Top five. Above you guys, but
or is he in our top 8?
Oh, MySpace reference.
Is this really MySpace? And we have just dated ourselves about 10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
Kyle was one of our coworkers at the shop, right?
Kyle's no longer with us.
In Alabama. He's moved back to Georgia to go to school.
Yeah, loser. Anyway.
Education.
who wants that? I don't need to be educated. Hey, come here. I work coffee. I know everything.
All right. So, the story begins once upon a time in a coffee shop far, far away.
It was this year, too.
Was it this year?
It was recently.
I feel like it was like late last year when you did it.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyway.
Alright, so in the time we worked with Kyle, we had many interesting conversations. A lot of them stemmed around his,
love of Marvel?
Love of arson.
Oh, God.
What the heck? I didn't know there was a lot of talks about arson.
Me and Kyle, we did nerd talk. We didn't talk about, setting things on fire.
Alright, so Kyle wants to be an attorney. A lawyer of sorts.
He probably needs to be if he's going to be sending people out.
So after many conversations with Kyle, we learned that he loves fire and he loves to set things on fire.
What the heck?
Apparently, I didn't know any of this.
River's the only one who knew this. I just talked to him about movies and stuff.
Yeah, we've been living in danger this whole time. You think you know a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Kyle.
It could be anyone.
I don't know Kyle,
your next door neighbor, your coworker.
Alright, so one busy, bustling morning at the coffee shop.
Man.
I wasn't there. I don't think. I came in later and heard the story.
I smell smoke from the employee area.
Which is not common, to say the least.
It doesn't happen on a daily basis.
Only on Fridays.
Only on Fridays.
JK. Yeah, that was a joke. I
run to the front to see what is the matter.
Was it Santa Claus? Yeah, are you trying to do like a night before Christmas?
Oh, I should have.
I run to the front.
See what is the matter.
Your clatter and Santa Claus.
And all I see is Kyle.
Now just picture Santa Claus, Kyle dressed as Santa Claus, okay? Everybody, that's in.
Alright, so Kyle dressed as Santa Claus.
That's not true. I wasn't there, and I know this is bad.
It could have.
I'm fairly certain he didn't dress as Santa.
You don't know that. It's 2018.
Anyway, okay, finish your story.
All I see is Kyle pop open the microwave.
But this was in the kitchen.
No, this was in...
Oh, my God.
No.
Even in the front?
This was the pastry microwave no more than 3 feet away from the register.
Oh, goodness, man.
How many people were in there?
Oh, God. No one knew. No one knew their lives were in danger. Oh, God.
In Kyle's defense, he was dealing with a customer that was...
Unsavory?
Less than...
Stellar?
Less than nice?
Oh, I think I know who we're talking about.
No.
I don't know.
No. Anyway.
I love all my customers.
We love all customers.
They're like my family.
Anyway, so Kyle dressed in a Santa Claus suit, pops open the microwave.
And he goes, ho, ho, ho!
Oh, I'm burning my chimney down!
Oh, goodness.
Possibly not saying that.
Because Kyle sounds just like that.
Yeah.
Like Santa
Claus. And we come to realize that Kyle proceeded to put one of our metal
serving baskets
into the microwave with a piece of deli paper and a bowl of soup to warm the soup up.
You know, so you gotta have kindling to heat up the soup. Mm.
So, if you have any experience with microwaves and metal, arcing occurs.
Metal is not microwavable, surprisingly.
And when you put basically tissue paper in a metal basket, fire will happen.
Don't try that at home, kids.
So, Kyle did not succeed in burning down the whole entire shop. We just had a very fragrant microwave for a while. It bit the dust soon after that.
You almost caught a Santa
suit. I remember, like, coming in, and I, like, opened up the microwave, and I was like, what the heck? This smells like a forest fire in here. What's going on?
Pretty close, but...
So, that is my fondest memory story from the shop.
Okay.
We miss you, man.
He's a swell guy, I tell you.
Come back and see us. Just don't use the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a different microwave now, anyway.
Yes.
Probably because we burnt the other one. Anyway.
Maybe that's why it stopped working. Good job, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Mr. Kyle. Anyway.
That's one of our good old stories.
And your story, Coda?
I don't really have one. I have complaints, but that's not really a story. But you have a story.
You mean the Lance story? Okay.
Now, our coworker said we could say this. Her name's Anna.
Hi, Anna.
And she wants an apology from Lake, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, first ever apology on the podcast from Lake Williams. He will...
I feel like you should apologize.
I'm not apologizing for something I didn't do. Anyway... Okay, one day at the shop, I answered the phone. Woman...
What does your customer service voice sound like?
Hi, thanks for calling Jobs Joe. This is Lake. And sadly, that is my customer service voice.
Much better.
Anyway, she called the shop asking if I could go next door and see the phone number of the pizza place next to us. Apparently, she bought a gift certificate or, like, gift card. I don't know what they do at the pizza place. And she'd forgotten it there. And their phone number, like, they switched, like, names and owners. And they didn't have their current number online.
Yeah.
But they had it on the front of the store painted. And I said, yeah, sure. Give me a second. And I went and did it. And she's like, oh, thank you. Your name's Lake? He's just like, yes, ma'am, my name's Lake. Oh, thank you. When I come by there, I'll give you some sort of reward. I was just like, you know, I've never been offered a reward, but, you know, huh, oh, okay, thank you, ma'am. I was like, you know, normal phone call.
Yeah,
click, went on with my day.
You never talked to me like that on the phone.
Coda, I'm not getting your money.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, you know, I think it was the next day or maybe the 2 days later. Anna, one of our newer employees, like, this woman comes into our store. And she's at the farthest point away, the front that she can be from the employee, you know, area where we take our orders. She's like, is there a Lance who works here? Is there a Lance? And so, like... Anna was
dealing with this customer on her own because I was in the kitchen and I don't even know what
I was eating my lunch.
Of course.
I didn't know. I could barely hear what this lady was saying because she was so far away. But Anna's just like, do we have Lance? I was like, Lance? no, we don't have a lance here. No, ma'am. And then Hannah was like, what? She's like, no, ma'am. And just like, and it's like, you're telling me there's not a lance here. There is no one named Lance here. I talked on the phone to a boy named Lance. So I was just like,
good heavens.
Memory? Professor X handed my temple. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be Lance. Because no one can believe someone can be named Lake, apparently, but Lance seems normal.
That is outlandish.
Okay. And I was just like, oh, that's me. And this lady, like, pretty much yelled at Anna. Like, got on to her because there's no one named Lance here.
She did yell at Anna.
Yeah, she yelled at Anna. I was like, oh, that's me, ma'am. I'm sorry. My name's Lake, actually. She's like, oh, that's Lake. Oh, that's a nice name. And I was just like, she's like, thank you for the other day. I was just like, no problem, man.
That's like Holbrook.
No, I was just like,
yeah, this is what
he told me. The people at the drugstore next door couldn't do it. I was just like, apparently, I don't know. Well, I think that employee asked if they could, but whoever was their boss didn't know. So, anyway.
It's kind of an odd request.
It's not a normal request. I'm not saying we do this all the time. Please do not call.
It does actually happen quite a bit that people do call the shop and ask for other stores' numbers.
Yeah, it's weird. But, like, and then, to top it all off, she gave me $10 as a tip. And that's, in coffee shop world, that's a pretty freaking big tip.
Yeah.
And I was like, And I don't think she understood that we pulled tips. So
Lake stuck it in his pocket.
No, I did not stick it in my pocket. I stuck it in my pocket when she left. I put it in the tip jar because I didn't want to be disrespectful.
That's nice.
Lake does have a heart and a
conscience. But Anna, I think she was clueless to all. She
Anna had no idea what was going on the entire time. I felt bad.
She was so mad at Lake. Anna viewed it as Lake coming up and being like, oh, I'm Lance. And like you throwing her under the bus.
Because I didn't understand what was going on until something, like, I didn't.
Then you pieced it together later?
Like, I pieced it together then, but I didn't, you know, it's not like I have time to. This woman's going, Lance! Lance! I'm just like, oh, Anna, let me explain to you the complex issue that happened yesterday. And then deal with this goose woman.
Yeah, and it took you forever to explain what happened because...
We had customers.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
So Anna was still a little sad, you know. Like, sad. I wish I knew who Lance was. Why did they get yelled at?
Lance.
Yeah. So now he goes by Lance Bass.
I should probably put that on my, like, plastic cup that I have. Yeah. Lance. Instead of Lake. Oh, God.
All right.
That's great.
Good job, Lake.
I'm sorry, Anna, that you feel you need an apology from me. I'll go find that woman who made it very clear she was from Piedmont. That was the one thing. She's like, I drove all the way from Piedmont, Alabama. That's... like 15 minutes.
I have to say something. I don't feel like we're undisclosed anymore.
Dude, we said our gym name. If anyone wanted to know where we were, they could look up the gym name.
That is very true.
Yeah. Alright, so we're going off script here. I have a story.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
I'm excited.
It's not in my itinerary.
Oh god. We're improvising.
Dakota's top A personality is freaking out right now.
That scene from SpongeBob, all the little SpongeBobs in his brain just burning stuff.
Alright, so we talked about one of our favorite people to work with, Kyle. Let's talk about one of our favorite customers we have.
Ooh, which
like,
one?
I have
Chadwick?
Oh, Chad. He's a pleasant man. Nope, that sounded weird. He's a pleasant man.
We love the whole family. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
They're
but
a small bunch.
They're a solid family. But
A plus.
Except for Chad and his daggum frappes, man.
Let's talk about the frappes.
Let's talk about these frappes for a second, sir. You're coming in here getting these frappes.
When did he start getting frappes?
He doesn't do it all the time.
No. Chad has his moment of weaknesses.
It's just like, man. You
I
drink
mean,
good coffee,
a cappuccino,
most.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got an espresso frappe one time, and
okay. So some context. Chad frequents the shop quite often. He is a lover of coffee. Mostly good coffee.
Yeah, we're best buddies.
That, you were hanging there for a minute.
Me and Chad are best buddies. Rivers also a friend with him.
Lake and Chad have a unique relationship.
They really do. When their eyes connect, they're sparking. Sparks are flying.
I can't help it. I have charisma.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Chad's wife, Patrice, is pushed to the side.
Yeah, they just have a moment.
They connect.
Yeah. So, beyond the frappes, let's talk about some of the experimental drinks we have tried. In the past.
Oh, so you basically just brought up Chad to let the world know?
No.
The 20 people here?
It all connects. It all comes back around.
Wow, it's a Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
Is Iron Man going to show up?
Oh my gosh. Am I Captain America?
I
can't handle that responsibility. Please take it away from me. I don't want to be Captain America.
Alright, so at the shop we're constantly looking for something new to go on the menu, something that tastes good, something that people will enjoy.
A lot of times it tastes bad.
A lot of our experimentation is horrible.
Yeah.
It's more like Frankenstein's monster than, you know.
So for some reason, Chad trusts us.
Which is a mistake. 99% of the time.
An unwise decision. He doesn't put his trust in me, so I don't know what that says. He's never asked me to make him a fancy drink.
Yeah. So, when we experiment, we like to get other people's opinions. And Chad, on more than one occasion, has received a shot glass over the bar with no explanation of what it is.
Don't ask questions. Just...
But he is a very artsy guy. They're really out there.
Don't take random cups with no explanation, kids. From people who aren't your friends.
But I am his friend, and I wouldn't take a cup
from you. I wouldn't take a cup from you either, because there's no telling.
I think the latest drink we've handed him was a variation of a coffee soda.
Oh.
That turned out very horribly.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Still working on the preparations for that.
Was that mine?
That was a terrible soda as well, but no, I believe this was
I think mine evolved to be better.
There's definitely been some kind of sweet heat drink passed across the bar.
The sweet heat was weird. Not as bad as Hakoda's Mexican hot chocolate, which you just threw an entire can of
I did not throw that much cayenne pepper
in a bunch
in
of
it.
Hot chocolate.
I'm gonna fix this. I'm gonna perfect it, and y'all are gonna drink it, and you're gonna love it.
Dakota, I couldn't feel my throat for like 30 minutes.
I accidentally put too much.
It was like
once I get
it was like cayenne pepper and cinnamon.
That's what the recipe said. You know what? I don't have to prove anything to you.
Mm. How does napalm actually taste? Find out.
Alright, so the moral of the story is...
Don't try anything Dakota makes.
That's not the moral of the story. I'm going to perfect it, and y'all are going to love it.
The moral of the story is we love Chad, and we're glad he drinks our experimental concoction.
You know what?
Usually it's your weird stuff.
Look out, Chad. You're going to be getting... What is it called? Mexican hot chocolate?
Pretty much, I just come up with ideas for frappes.
It's an actual beverage. I'm sorry, I'm going to stop talking about it.
I feel like you're really hung up on that, actually, so...
Don't get me started on this.
Why are you so riled up, man?
Because I know I can make it good. Nobody believes in me.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
Alright, any more stories?
Oh my god.
We want to share this evening?
Can we talk about nitpicky things? Like people who order macchiatos and then mix them.
Alright, we're going to end on this one. Just because.
Yeah, I feel like this is like an avalanche. Like it should just keeps building. The more you talk about it.
Okay, so this is a pet peeve of ours. So we don't make traditional macchiatos by any stretch of the imagination. We very much make the Americanized version of a macchiato.
Sugar and sweet.
Hashtag America.
All right. So, just to inform.
Yes.
I'm being informed now. Yes.
Educate me.
A mocha is sauce, espresso, and milk mixed together.
Gotta have that sauce.
Yes. A macchiato is milk and sauce mixed together. With espresso layered on top. If you get an iced macchiato, it's a very beautiful drink. What kills most baristas, especially in our shop, is when somebody orders a macchiato, which takes longer to make than a mocha.
It does.
Proceeds to our buffet table where our stirrers are located and stirs and or shakes their macchiato together.
Yes, it kills more baristas every year.
Just like...
It's like ice fishing. It's like, you know, those crab
exactly
fishers.
Exactly like that.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
So, just a PSA. Don't mix your macchiatos.
Or a lot of times people don't even know what a macchiato is. They just order it randomly.
I feel like they see creamers at Walmart that say caramel macchiato.
Maybe that's what it is. But they get the drink, and then they sip it, and they're like, ugh, this is really bitter. It's like, well, honey, it's because you drank an espresso.
No, I'm really bitter because you didn't know this. Come on, educate.
But what we really mean is ask your barista. They would love to inform you on the coffee barista. Drinks.
Ask your local barista.
Exactly.
It's not one at Starbucks.
Or...
I don't know.
And don't count them at McDonald's either.
Sorry, that doesn't count.
All right, so... Was on that awkward pause...
Throwing some shade. Goodness.
Hashtag...
Alright, so what's next week's topic, guys?
Oh, good gracious. Oh, my indeed. I don't know. Somebody suggested something, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, no. Sorry, friend. Whoever it was. Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Alright, so next week...
We'll find out what next week is.
We had shop talk this week. Let's talk CrossFit stories next week.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, boy.
CrossFit experiences.
We the competition story. Dakota's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, she went Super Saiyan on somebody. It was fantastic.
Not, don't tell
it now. And we can talk about Open 2018 and how that went.
Or how it didn't go.
Not great.
It went...
It happened.
It's over.
It happened.
All right. So.
Yeah. But that's all we got for tonight. Or whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah.
It could be morning, afternoon, evening. Goodness. All right. Be sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Barbell Baristas. We're trying to get some memes going. Cough, cough, like.
Cough.
You can't rush art, guys.
It's been 3 weeks.
It's art.
Yeah, anyway. Good heavens. Also, don't forget to subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcast.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts. It'll help us out.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Go ahead.
Thanks again for listening, and until next episode.
I'm River.
I'm Lake.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're Barbell.
Barista.
Yeet.